the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad, the Big 97 here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. It is indeed another Friday edition of the Fade 5. And no, let's not dilly, let's not dally. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, as we always do at the top of the pod every single stinking episode. These are our favorite wagers, plus 100 odds or greater on this Friday. Maybe even looking ahead in the futures market, in the NFL, college football. Lundy, what you got for me?
I don't like futures, Brad. Frankly, I'm scared of the future. That's a whole nother podcast. Yeah, that's a whole different therapy session, is what that one is. No, let's go to some baseball tonight. You know who has been red hot coming out of the All-Star break? Your Kansas City Royals, Brad, averaging almost 6 runs a game since the All-Star break. I think they're at like 5.8, 5.9 runs per contest. And so as they get ready to host your Northsiders for this evening, let's talk about Adam Frazier. Give me his total bases over at the 1.5 at plus 120 over at DraftKings. Why do I like this? Well, because he's going up against Kyle Hendricks, who I understand looking a little bit better, but it's still the Cubs. It's still Kyle Hendricks. But here's what I like about Adam Frazier. We are talking bat to ball in history against Kyle Hendricks. 419 lifetime average against him, with a couple of round trippers, a couple of doubles in there as well. But most important to me, in 34 plate appearances in his career against Kyle Hendricks, he's only struck out twice. That's it. So he is getting contact on the ball when he's taking on Hendricks. And then I'm going to add to it the fact that I just talked about it. The Royals red hot. They're scoring a lot. You want to do an HRR with Frazier and pair him together with somebody else, you can. For him to just have a hit is like minus 300 or something like that. So you could easily put him into an SGP if you want to go that route with this particular contest. But I'm going to go straight at the total bases. Nice juice at a plus 120. Good history. And like I said, a red hot Royals team right now that at home, I think, should be able to take care of business against Hendricks and the Cubs. So let's take Frazier. Let's talk some total bags.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent call there. We're going to have other opportunities to make some cash at Kauffman Stadium a little bit later on in today's Fade 5 episode. But I ain't scared of no futures, and this one caught my eye. Giddy up with the Indianapolis Colts, Jonathan Taylor. I say he leads the NFL in rush yards this season. Best odds in the business right now at FanDuel, a plus 750. You shop around like a BetMGM, it's plus 400. So extreme value if you were to tie up your money for the next 6 months as a result on this particular offering. But I think it's entirely doable. You look at Jonathan Taylor. Remember, he won a rushing title back in the early 2020s. And, you know, in that season, he actually stayed upright. The last couple of years, he has lost games due to various physical setbacks. So if you can get 16 games, 17 games, that's a full season under his belt. I think he has got a golden opportunity to set the pace in this category. Look at Indianapolis. They ran the 11th most times of any team in the NFL last season at 43.78%. You look at Jonathan Taylor, despite missing a handful of games due to those setbacks a season ago, still pretty good secondary analytics profile. He forced 29 missed tackles in 10 games and a 3.12 yak per attempt on the season. That was the 13th best in the National Football League. Got Anthony Richardson, a scoring duelist, can beat you with the arm and the legs. That's going to open up some rushing lanes, I believe. For Taylor is going to be operating behind a top 10 offensive line. Now, the downside, if you look at the fantasy projected schedule, he's got the fourth hardest among running backs, but still, you got volume. You got excellent trench warriors there, that offensive line. You have that dual threat quarterback. I'm going to pump up the volume and jam, man. I think Jonathan Taylor, fingers and toes crossed, the injury doesn't snack on him. He leads the NFL in rush yards at plus 750 at FanDuel Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Not so nasty, Nestor Cortez taking on the Boston Red Sox in Beantown. I'm going to take the under on 16.5 outs for the visiting left-handed hurler of the New York Yankees. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Bottom line is this. He has been horrendous on the road this year. You need evidence to back it up. Well, here it goes. 6.04. Yikes. ERA. Away from Yankee Stadium. Now, he went six strong the last time he faced Boston, but that was in his own friendly confines on July the 5th. But on the road, Lundy, he has been under 16.5 outs and 8 of 10 starts, his last 10 starts. Boston as well, number 6 in WRC Plus since the All-Star break. Kind of middle of the pack, a little mediocre, number 15 in that category against Southpaw pitchers. But Nestor Cortez, I think, may not even survive 5 innings, given how hot the lumber has been cracking for the Boston Red Sox, and given his, just ultimate road woes. So the road wimp arrives again. Nestor Cortez under 16.5 outs in Beantown against the Red Sox. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
For those of you asking, yes, the Yankees and Red Sox are playing each other again. I know it happens. I get it. It's a division thing. It's a baseball. It's all of that. I just, every time I look up, I feel like I'm talking about the Red Sox and the Yankees. So here we are with yet another matchup. Yes, Boston red hot, Boston at home, Yankees meh. And so because of that, under on the total outs, I think this is a great call, Brad.
Nestor Cortez, don't you dare be nasty, you fool.
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro, already teasing at the top of the show. Let's go back to Kauffman Stadium and let's hopefully count some more greenbacks. Give me arguably the hottest hitter in all of Major League Baseball, Bobby Witt Jr. The only value on anything, because the HRR is at 2.5, the total bases is 1.5, but the over on that is a sky high, like minus 160 to 170 juice everywhere. You could maybe take a couple of hits you want if you get it at plus money, but I think he is going to slap in somebody. So give me him for RBI against my Chicago Cubs at a plus 110 juice. Yeah, I can still find this at plus money. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. How hot has Bobby Witt been? Let me give you the evidence to back it up. 512 batting average over his last 15 days, and a guy that's gotten at least an RBI during that same span in 9 contests. So, he is really racking up the ribbies, to say the least. He's got a 1,079 OPS as well over that near 2-week span. Now, there is a small history here. Granted, if it's a really infinitesimal sample size, but he's faced Kyle Hendricks 3 times. So a little bit of familiarity there. Does have a hit. Did not get a run. But look at Hendricks on the road this season. A ghastly 7.08 ERA. He's got a 5-plus ERA over his last 5. I understand he's only got a 32.4% hard hit rate, but you already mentioned Anna Frazier plugging a bat leadoff tonight, be my guess. Could set the table for Bobby Witt Jr. Maybe steals a bag, gets to second base. Witt hits one into a gap in the outfield, and guess what? Winner, chicken dinner. So to pull it all together, Bobby Witt Jr., give me him for an RBI against my Cubbies. Plus 110 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
I'm following on this one, but it's primarily because of, a theme we talk about on the podcast a lot. You find something that's hot, stick with it. And I've already told you what the Royals are doing. We know that Bobby Witt is a huge part of that right now in terms of just being an absolute hitting machine. So, yeah, find the value. And sometimes you got to dig around a little bit to be able to do it. So I already talked to you about Frazier. Brad's exactly right. Could be Witt coming in behind him. Frazier's the one that gets on the table. And Witt's the one that brings him back around for dessert. So I like this setup. I think this is the right way to be able to play it, because Witt's juice on a lot of the standard props has gotten to the point where there's no value there for you. So you're going to have to dig. You're going to have to find something like this. You found some plus odds on an RBI. Pretty smart. Again, I go back to the number. Averaging almost 6 runs a game since the All-Star break. Kansas City is scoring. They're going to be at home at Kauffman. and it's the Cubs, a team you can pick on. So I think all of this aligns really well. This game tonight, and in particular the Royals, if you're looking for different ways to grab players or you're trying to do a parlay, a same game like I talked about before, I think this is a game that you can definitely target for some offensive numbers, especially for the home squad.
Wallop the Rawhide, Bobby Witt Jr.
Number 3.
Numero tres on today's Fade at 5 countdown in Oakland. F? You're actually going to feature an Athletic? Indeed I am. Give me Brent Rooker. We had a bomb last night. I believe it was like 24th on the season. Go out and quiz any random, supposed casual baseball fan in the street. They probably couldn't name a single Oakland A right now, but Brent Rooker is quietly having a spectacular year. For that reason, I'm going to take the over on the HRR, that number set at 1.5. NLA taking on the Angels at a -120 juice there at BetMGM. You look at Brent Rooker. He's hit the over on the HER in 8 of his last 10 games. He's batting .405 this season against the LA Angels with a 1,353 OPS, and it's been decent sample size. He's seen the pitching staff a multitude of times. He's batting .397, Lundy, in the month of July with a 1,324 OPS. He's going to get Carson Fulmer. Now, those two have not gone toe-to-toe, not yet crossed paths until tonight. I know Fulmer's got that 2.89 ERA in his last couple of starts. Have been slowly building him up after his transition from a leaf into the starting rotation. But you look at Fulmer. He has allowed a 40.7% hard hit rate. So whether it's a homer, a pair of singles, a double, I don't care. Get on base. Let the boppers behind you knock you in, score a run, or knock somebody else in like Andujar, who bats in front of him, who's been stinking hot as well, batting around .300 on the season. I say put it all together. Brent Rooker, give me the over, baby. 1.5 HRR in Los Angeles against the Halos, -120 at BetMGM. Good sir. Better follow.
Well, he might do it with one swing. That's the fun part of the HRR in terms of the one that he hit last night, which was a bomb. He tattooed that baseball last night. Yeah. He could very easily do it again. You're going up against the Angels. It's a road game, but it's the Angels. It's the A's. I mean, they could play anywhere. They could probably go play at Sandlot and still have fun. I like Rooker. He's been one of those guys you go find the best player on a bad team and keep betting him. And you're talking about the round trippers that he's hitting. He could do this with a couple of hits. He could do it with one swing. Just ride the hot hand right now because he does have it. He's got a lot of power.
Yeah, hopefully Rooker is going to rack him on the bases tonight. And additional action on the Major League Diamond. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. You got no stinking excuse. We're going to have some Olympics bets from our EIC Joe Lago. College football futures rolling out from my tag team partners of Nate Jacobson and Ben Wittenstein. I'm cranking out a ton of NFL content almost every stinking day. You can see the entire archive and are very conveniently located NFL gamers, guys. So if you want fantasy ranked at a draft, maybe early on in August, dive in now into your research. Got all the team previews, breaking every single squad down as well. Those are still ongoing. And I'm probably going to roll out another one here of late. I already wrote about the Indianapolis Colts and Jacksonville Jaguars earlier this week. Look, just get it all. MLB bets too right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Lundy, I am ice cold. It is quite chilly right now in my neck of the woods. I am down over 10 units for those that always follow the always free, always transparent spreadsheet on thegamingjuice.com. It's a worst slump for me on the diamond and betting the entire year. So what better way to break out of it than having a tight sphincter chasing an under on a half a walk tied to George Kirby, taking on the Chicago White Sox on the south side. Juice on that under a half a walk at a +125 there at BetMGM. You might say, no way in hell this hits. It's certainly possible, but Kirby is actually cash in on this. An 11 of 21 starts, so it's not terribly uncommon for him to really paint the corners because he is a mound Monet, as I've described repeatedly on this pod. Overall this season, 0.95 walks per nine mark, but on the road, that number is even lower at 0.86 to go along with the better strike zone percentages in all of Major League Baseball at 53.2%. On top of that, the White Sox are rather impatient. Number 28 in base on balls percentage since the All-Star break. That's a stretch of 10 games. They've only walked 5% of the time. I know he's probably going to go six, maybe seven innings. Tonight, they're a guaranteed rate, and this is far from that G word. But I feel pretty good about George Kirby hitting the under, no walk skirt, sir, against the White Sox, plus 125 at BetMGM. Lundy, you going to roll the dice, fade,
no,
or follow?
No, I'm not going to roll the dice with you on this one. No. I'm not going anywhere near this one. You already talked about how cold you are. I'm trying to prop you up. I'm trying to give you some love. I'm trying to just basically, I'm trying to be the bridge for you, Brad, between here and the start of the NFL season so that you can get away from how cold you are with the hardball and get to the pigskin and be able to have some fun. Although if it's anything like last season, you and I are probably screwed on the football field as
well. Oh, guaranteed. That's a guarantee.
That's going to be the case no matter what. This one to me, I don't like doing the under on walks, man. You get a bad umpire. You get like all of a sudden it can get really ugly really fast on a bet like this. So you want to try to slump bust out with this one with George Kirby, you go right ahead. But I'm going to sit on the sideline of this one.
Huevos Gigantes, please, my boys, don't shrink with Kirby on the under half a walk.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Friday edition of the Feed 5 podcast. It's back. Oh, and it's oh so spectacular. The Kodai Senga special, baby. He's finally going to be back on the bump. For the first time this entire season, been sidelined with a shoulder strain. And the Mets right now rocking and rolling, coasting maybe to a wild card spot. And Kodai Senga could be a key cog for them to achieve that. So all this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling, not once but twice on Kodai. Give me Kodai five or more Ks, and give me Kodai two or more walks against the ATL at a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All expectations are Senga, his goal is to reach 100 pitches tonight. So he's not going to really be capped at all. It's not going to be like a 75 or 80 pitch count. He is going to be full throttle for the most part this evening against the Bravos. And look at the Braves, third highest K rate since the break at over 28% of their plate appearances. Now I have one of the lower walk rates at number 22 at 7% of their plate appearances, but Senga did this both times, hitting five more strikeouts or two more walks in the same game in 22 of 29 starts last season, 10.93 K per nine, 4.17 walks per nine. There is going to be some accumulator rust here. I know he looked somewhat sharp with the strikeouts, the minor league level, but the walks were really high for him in the rehab effort. So I believe the two free passes I'm most confident on. The 5Ks, woo, might be a little bit dicey, but I think he gets there. So put it all together. Kodai Senga, five or more strikeouts. Kodai Senga, two or more walks against the Bravos, minus 110 at DraftKings. The Senga special is back, Lundy. Fade or follow.
I knew this was going to show up on today's pod too. As soon as it was like, uh-oh, Kodai's back. That means Brad's dipping back into his, he's dipping back into his bag of tricks here with Senga. Look, you got to do it, and you got to believe what they're talking about in terms of his pitch count. So you got to take him at their word with this one. You got to assume that he's not going to get pulled early. But I like this. We featured it before. He's back. You got an opportunity to play it. Do it. I mean, it's that simple.
And I'll say this, Lonnie, if you want to add another leg to make this a plus money, you throw in Charlie Morton just to get a single walk. And you know he's had control issues the entire year. He's done that virtually at every start this season. I have this selection on that SGP on the spreadsheet. It jacks the juice from minus money to a plus 102. You like them?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think that's a really solid play. Find your way to be able to get just slightly into the plus odds. Good call.
All right, let's get some more plus money on the board. It's bonus time! Lundy, I'll be very disappointed if you're not going to bet on, like, Celine Dion over or under longest note that she holds time-wise at the opening ceremonies at the Olympics, which you can watch live, I saw, on NBC. I'm kind of shocked that they're actually going to broadcast that live. Usually everything's so tape delayed with a, 7-8 hour difference, whatever it is, across the pond. But at 12:30 my time, Central Time, 1:30 Eastern, you can watch it live. And maybe there's a wager out there somewhere on the opening ceremonies.
Look, as was famously said by the two godfathers of sports talk in Denver, Irv and Joe, if there are two cockroaches on the wall, somebody's betting on which one of them gets to the ceiling first. you can find a bet on just about anything. Let me go here. Let's talk about the Guardians and the Phillies, Brad. Ooh, let's talk about that matchup tonight. They are in the city of brotherly love. So I got a handful of plays that I want you to consider for this evening. First and foremost, Brad, Trey Turner has Trey Turner has 13 home runs this season.
Yeah.
10 of them are in the month of July. Wow. And in fact, one of the interesting things, if you really dive in to the month of July, he's been notorious for doing it in the first game of a series. Which I know that seems odd, but if you go and look at what he has done over the course of the month, he's actually red hot in game one. That's the other thing that's happening to him. So you look at what he's been doing so far in the month of July. I told you 10 of his 13 home runs have happened in July. He is hitting a blistering 356 from the plate. And in the month of July, he has only walked 3 times. So again, he's finding a way to be able to make it happen. So let me throw a couple of things at you. First of all, you want to go slightly above standard juice, take his total bases at a minus 120. I am playing him for over the wall, my friends, at plus 340. He's red hot and his home run odds are at a plus 340. I am all about that for Trey Turner this evening. Schwarber, I would love to be able to play Schwarbs for a home run, because if you go, for example, Brad, to our friends at batters-box.com, they like Schwarber in the matchup against Ben Lively, but Schwarber's been awful of late, and I can't trust it. I can't trust it right now. For Trey Turner, by the way, when we're looking at his history against Ben Lively, I know it's not a big sample size. It's only 2 for 4, but one of those was a triple and the other one was a home run. So I'm just saying 2 for 4 with a lot of extra bases. His HRR is at 2.5, so I'll probably stay away from that one. But I do really like him for the idea of playing that plus 340. I'll do a half unit on him for a home run. And then I built a same game parlay. Actually, while we were sitting here, I don't know, you were babbling on about something with Nestor Cortez. And so I jumped in. I built this one at DraftKings for this evening. Give me the aforementioned Trey Turner for a hit. That's all I need. Give me Bryce Harper for a hit, and then give me the Phillies to score at least 4 runs. That's all I need. 4 runs out of the Phillies, a hit for Trey Turner, a hit for Bryce Harper. That's plus 122 over at DraftKings. If you want to back down the run total for the Phillies instead of 4, if you want to go for them to score 3, you'll sit at about a minus 110, minus 105. So you'll be right around standard juice if you want to back it down just in case something happens in terms of this matchup between these two teams. But Look, Ben Lively's been giving up round trippers this season. There's just a lot of reasons, I think, to go against him, not the least of which is the fact that he's on the road and he's taking on this Phillies squad. So that's my SGP that I really like for this evening. Built that one while we were talking. I'll have more on the spreadsheet for you coming up. Might be just a heads up for folks that do like to follow the spreadsheet. Might be a little bit later this morning or early afternoon, because when Brad and I get done, I am headed out to Denver Broncos training camp because this is their first official day of training camp. And so I will be headed out there. So I will have some bets posted up for you. They just may be a little bit delayed over the course of today as we get ready for the Bo Nix era to begin here in Denver.
And I need you to find out some information on who is going to lead the backfield in touches. Is it going to be maybe Jaleel McLaughlin? Is it going to be a rookie out of Notre Dame? Is it going to be Javonte Williams? That's the answer I need.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. I mean, first of all, there are no running back props posted at all for the Broncos on any of the books, and there's a reason for that, is because of what Brad just said. You don't really know who it's going to be. If you asked me to make a somewhat educated guess, Brad, I'm going to throw Jaleel McLaughlin out there as the guy that will lead in terms of carries. However, I do also believe that Sean Payton's going to do everything he can to keep the pressure off of his rookie quarterback. And so I think we're going to see a lot of running back by committee here. If you are a season-long fantasy player, stay far, far away from anyone on the Broncos offense.
Everybody has a price tag. That's all I'm going to throw out there. There are some pieces of that offense I do like, but I really love this. In bonus time, it's the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, and it's a traditional three-legger. Give me Christopher Sanchez over 17.5 outs. Give me George Kirby, again, taking on the White Sox, over 18.5 outs. Will he go 6 1/3 on the road? And give me the Giants, plus 1.5 on the old run line. I'll take it on Lundy's lovely Colorado Pebbles. They're at home.
I don't know why the hell you think you need plus 1.5 for the Giants. One of the things,
just in case Kyle Freeland's actually pitching well.
Folks, it's on the spreadsheet. I have told you this season it is an auto bet to take the home team on the run line when the Rockies are on the road, which, by the way, you can take the Giants minus 1.5 and you'll get it at plus 120. I don't know why you're doing the plus one. No. Folks, them scoring 20 against the Sox was the biggest anomaly you could possibly ask for, okay? I mean, I get it. Cal Quantrill talking trash when he's coming off the – I mean, I get it. But that to me was just pent up emotion. Now they're going to go to the Bay and the Giants are going to rock them.
Maybe a twinge of team raisins coming in then on the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. So leg numero uno, Christopher Sanchez, over 17.5 outs. A lot of Larry talked about how much he loved Trey Turner, and I may have some additional action bonus ammo on here in a minute. But I think they are going to take care of business against the Guardians, and Sanchez is going to be one of the major reasons why. He'll go at least 6 innings, which he has done in 9 straight home games. He's got a 1.50 ERA at home. Cleveland just number 29 WRC plus since the All-Star break. So trending in the right direction for Christopher Sanchez to go at least 6 innings. I think George Kirby, giving the over 18.5 outs. The White Sox dead last in WRC plus since the break. Kirby, a little bit higher ERA on the road compared to home, 3.86 away. And he's only gone over this in 6 of 21 starts, but I think he'll be efficient. He'll keep the pitch count down. Remember, he's not going to issue a walk. So that certainly helps, at least fingers and toes crossed it will occur that he won't issue a walk. Yeah, I might be.
High.
As a kite, pass me the psychedelic mushrooms, my friend. So I do believe we'll go 6 1/3. And then the Giants, yes, Lundy is saying I'm a wimp with this. But I think at plus 1.5 on the run line, build a little cushion to avoid any kind of pushing. Harrison on the hill for the G-men, 3.80 home ERA. Kyle Freeland has pitched better in the last 3 games, but still has a 9+ ERA on the road this year. And the Giants are 6-3 straight up against Colorado this season. So to recap the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day: Christopher Sanchez over 17.5 outs, George Kirby over 18.5 outs, and the San Francisco Giants plus 1.5 on the run line. Hit that parlay boost at DraftKings, and it's a cool, let's work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice at plus 277. Elsewhere, bonus time. I don't have any analysis for any of this stuff, so I'm just going to rifle off what I have on the spreadsheet. Two-legger. Gimme Rob Refsnyder to get a hit against Nestor Cortez. He is a lefty specialist, usually tees off against the Portsiders, and has got a really good history, six hits, I believe, in 17 at-bats against Nestor Cortez in his career. So he gets a hit. And then here's that name again, Bobby Witt Jr. Give me the over 1.5 total bases. Remember, I said individually on this prop, it's like minus 160 to minus 170. So great for a parlay. Refsnyder hit. Witt Jr. over 1.5 total bags, plus 127 at BetMGM. And one more for you. I loved what Lundy was selling with Trey Turner, so much so, of course, I put him in a leg in a parlay. No, not over on HRR, which is at like 2.5 or yep. the total yep. bags or a long ball. I just need a hit.
Yep.
So give me Trey Turner to get a hit. Go back to that classic rivalry between the Red Sox and Yankees. Give me Juan Soto to get a hit because Brian Bello stinks against left-handed hitters. And give me the Minnesota Twins taking on Detroit to score at least three runs. Montero for Detroit, who's taking the bump. Not exactly a shutdown pitcher. So Turner to get a hit, Soto to get a hit, and the Twinkies to score three or more runs, plus 120 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do me a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Lundy with his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, which you can also check it out on the Gaming Juice, as well as my spreadsheet as well. And you can rap with me at Noisy Huevos on Twitter/TheX. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you. Don't you dare walk anybody, George Kirby!